The moose hunting season starts around Haines in Game Management Unit 1D on September 15th. The same rules and regulations as last year apply this season, but there's an addition in the mix. The changes aim to help, not hinder, hunters. If you've heard it once, you've heard it 100 times. 50 inches is 50 inches. That cardinal rule of the moose hunt, plus the spike fork and three-brow tine regulations, are still in effect. But there is one change to the rules that state biologists say will be helpful.
First, let me say, if it was legal moose last year, it's a legal moose this year. That has not changed. That's the easiest way for me to say, don't get stressed about the change.
Carl Koch is the assistant area biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. He spoke to a handful of hunters at a meeting Thursday night in Haines about the upcoming hunt and the regulation change.
But there is a change in that on a forked animal, and I'll show you some examples soon, if there's a point within 2 inches of the base and it's less than 3 inches long, it will not count as a point. It will not make the forked animal illegal. And I'm going to show you some pictures of that.
What that means is if there's a small protuberance close to the moose's head, one that can easily be hidden by an ear, it doesn't count as a point if and only if it's 2 inches from the base of the antler and less than 3 inches long. This change only applies to forked antlered moose. So Koch says it helps hunters.
The reason that that came to be is because some people in Wrangell put a proposal through. They felt like those were really close to the head on these forked moose. Maybe you couldn't even see it behind the ear or something like that. You could walk up on a moose and it might be illegal. So this works as a benefit to the hunter.
The season starts on Thursday and runs through October 7th. That's the plan anyway. Last year, the season was closed a week early because 22 legal and 2 sublegal bulls were harvested, which is about the cutoff. Last year's aerial survey bull-to-cow ratio was 18 to 100. Koch says the department would like to see it at 25 per 100 cows. And until then, they'll be on the conservative side as far as the harvest goes.
It starts creeping up on 25. We're going to think about closing it. If the hunt goes the same exact way it did last year, probably the same thing will happen. If it were at 23 and it's toward the end of the season, we're going to make all the judgment in season on the fly, so to speak, as we gather data from the harvest. The other thing about the last two harvests were that the spike forks were very low, so it's an index of low recruitment.
Last season, the hunt went fast. 17 moose were harvested in the first week of the hunting period. Koch says 250 permits were issued, but only 187 were used. Overall, there was a 13% success rate, even with the early closure, which is about average. When biologists took to the air for the annual aerial survey in late December 2015, they counted 183 moose in the Chilkat Valley, up from 147 the year before. However, in 2014, the count was done in poor conditions and in the spring, so that might partially account for the lower total. Koch says even though the total count, including the number of calves, was higher in 2015, the department is still being cautious when it comes to the harvest. He says only 4 spike fork or younger moose were harvested last year and just 3 the season before.
And low calf count during the 2014 survey, we only had 8% of the total count was calves. And so again, we closed the season 1 week early. But just to reiterate, 24 moose were harvested, and the percent success rate was very similar to what it always is.
Of those 24, 2 were not legal, which is part of the reason for the hunter education meetings pre-season. But wildlife trooper Trent Chakowski says illegal moose shot in this area are usually dropped by accident.
No one around here is going to go out and try to poach an undersized moose. They simply make a mistake, and with that mistake, they have the ability to self-surrender or self-report, and we encourage that. Everyone can make a mistake, and so when they do that, the punishment is much less severe than had they tried to hide it.
Chakowski says if someone shoots a sublegal moose and turns themselves in, the punishment is a citation and fine of up to $500. Both the trooper and the biologist reminded hunters that if they're in doubt, don't shoot. Along with last year's 2 sublegal moose, there were 4 spike fork, 12 three-brow tine, and 6 50-plus-inch moose harvested. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.